All right, so we're doing the Texas Blues Shuffle guitar backing track. It's quite a cool and very generic. When I say generic, I don't mean that as a criticism. Remember, there's a saying that goes, if something wasn't any good, it would never have become cliche, you know? So I don't mean generic in a bad way. It's very useful to learn this because it's a very common riff is what I'm trying to say. And you have the intro, and it's based, this form is based on 12 bar blues, but the first two bars is the intro, and it goes, so okay, good. And notice that the C9 chord, which is a very useful blues chord, which, and you can play the top string too, but I'm just doing the middle four strings. And then when you take it down a half step to B7,
yeah,
it's, the fingering changes a little bit. So you drag the whole chord down, but now you gotta add pinky up on the second string, and that's called a B7 sharp 9.
Okay.
So B, let's just talk about that. C9, let's go back to it for a second. C9 is like as written, but if you were to put pinky on that, sharping the 9. That's a famous chord that Jimi Hendrix like made that chord famous. Right? So everyone should learn that sharp 9 chord. But in this case, it's just a regular 9. And then on the B, and notice that the top voice, the note D on the 2nd string 3rd fret, stays the same.
Yeah.
You know, so it's got a kind of cool sound. You know. All right, now let's get on with it. That's the intro. Here's the 12-bar blues begins at... Right, so that's your lick, and that's very common. Good, and you normally I teach to, if it's fret 3, you use finger 3, and if it's fret 4, you use finger 4.
Right.
But in real life, I wouldn't use those two fingers. I'd use fingers 2 and 3 for the notes on the 3rd and 4th frets. So it goes open, open, 2, 3... for fingering, that is. For frets, it's 3 and 4. And then next string. Yeah. Oh, if you're having trouble learning it, let's break it up into smaller units. First, the first four notes is da 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 dum. So let's see that. Yep, make that. Yep. Yep. And then next set of four is da da dee da. Good. And then the final set is da da dee da. Let me hear that again. 5-2-4-2. And then the final 3-4 goes, it leads you back into the next riff. So the whole riff is slow. It's like 3-4. And on the next line, I wrote a double repeat, which means repeat the same two bars you just had again.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't write, you know,
yeah,
that two with
right.
For people who don't know what that means. So you do the same thing twice. So let's start right from the E7, the first E7. And then, and then the riff starts over again. Now the riff goes on the A string, exact same fingering, but now you start on the A string. So wait, open, open. Yep.
And I got
that one again.
What I did was,
and then when that lick is over, you go back to, yep, now you're back to the E7. You got C9 and B9, and it's not the same B7 you had sharp 9 you had before.
Right.
It's actually the 9th chord.
So
you just drag that, and the reason it's written with that little parenthesis thing is a tie.
Right, ties it over.
It ties it over. It comes in before the 1 beat. They're like the rhythm is 1 2 3 4 1 2. just right. before the one beat.
Right.
And then it has three more, those hash marks at the beginning of line three, those slanted lines.
Yeah.
The first one is already tied over, so you don't have right. to hit that one again, but you do hit beats 2, 3, and 4. So you're like, bin and three. It's like, bin and 2, 3, 4, and then. Right? Mm-hmm. So let's try from the. Awesome, so here it goes. Two, three, four, and then it's time for the A7 lick. So here's the A. Now, this one ends differently because the low note E is what we call anticipated. So it's the A riff is kind of shortened. It sounds like this. It's because okay. that E note comes in right away. So try that. And then this starts a descending riff. Yeah. So the riff on E is. Right, so do that with me. This time it's on 4, yeah. And then open string. And then 1. Now you're ready for a B7 sharp 9 chord. You know. And that's a pretty cool. That whole thing. You should really memorize this. I'm going to make a MP3 of this slowed down.
Okay.
You know, and yeah. you can practice along with it. And then you can play it at regular speed, too.
Okay.
This is awesome. Cool.